We've got a population explosion in the studio. The guest host, Mark Spada, has been joined now by the New Zealand contingent and Paul Adams, the Stabycraft Boats. Good morning, Mr. Adams.
Good morning, Mr. Nelson. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for jumping in with us today.
Yeah, it took a bit to get out of bed this morning, but, you know, I'm starting to get acclimatized.
I don't even want to think about the jet lag between here and New Zealand. And of course, on the phone, none other than Tony Floor, Director of Sport Fishing Affairs with the NMTA. How are you doing, Mr. Floor?
Perfect. Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Mark. And good morning, Uncle Paul.
Yeah, Uncle Paul. Good morning. Tony.
Top of the morning to you, buddy.
You too.
All of the above. Of course, last night was big deal Friday at the Seattle Boat Show. This is the final weekend of the boat show. Tony, tell us some of the high points to this time frame at the boat show.
Well, it's been a very good show, Tommy. It's kind of following the footprints of last year. I think when the show opened a week ago on Friday at the 27th, there was a lot of people carrying the checkbook and the credit cards, and things were happening. It slowed down during the middle of the week, which it always does, and now we're going into the last couple laps today and tomorrow. So, you know, if you want to come down to the show, do it. I can't think of a better place to see everything. One-stop shop, biggest boat show on the West Coast. Boston Whalers, Grady's, of course, Paul's Stabycraft, Weldcraft, Osprey Ocean Sport, they're all there. Electronics, fishing seminars. Check it out today and tomorrow, and we're history.
Yeah, that's Super Bowl Sunday as well. So when you're on your way to the Super Bowl party, swing by the boat show.
Hey, absolutely. Tony, I was at the show earlier today, earlier this week, and I got an agreement. I have never seen more diverse boating booths than there. You know, a couple years ago, it seemed like there was a little bit more trend towards aluminum boats, and sometimes we see trends. Have you seen anything different this year? Is there any trends that you've seen that might be different than you've seen in past boat shows?
Well, there's some, you know, everybody tends to tweak their boats a little bit. You know, Paul Adams, Stabycraft, he's done some nice tweaks to it. You look at the Weldcraft and some of those kinds of boats. But, you know, everyone's tuning up and not making the same exact product every year, trying to be sensitive to anglers' need and our growing fisheries, both for crabbing and shrimping and saltwater salmon fishing, freshwater fisheries. So I've said for a long time, a guy can't live with just one boat. You got to have a different one for every day.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
I can relate.
You know, to try and identify, you know, what are your needs in a boat? There's no better place than the Seattle Boat Show, with 200,000 square feet of the latest in boat technology, electronics, etc. I love it.
All right. Now, the other part of your job with the boat show, of course, was the Northwest Salmon Derby Series. Big event this weekend, and no better weather for it could you possibly have. It's the Roach Harbor Derby, and guys are out there pounding it in flat, calm seas. What do we see on the leaderboard right now, Tony?
Well, as you may recall, Tommy, the Derby Series started in 2004 with six tournaments. This is our 11th grand prize boat that we rigged late fall and early winter, and it is up at Roach Harbor. I want to thank Paul Adams. He has provided five of the 11 boats that we have given away. So if there is a Santa Claus, he lives in New Zealand, and his name is Paul.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
So Roach Harbor is rocking. You know, I've always said, as a longtime Puget Sound saltwater guy, that there can be some really nice weather in February. And boom, we have hit it. Yesterday, the water was flat calm. It was sunny, 68 degrees in Bellingham. That is unbelievable. So when you have a tournament, of course, you hope that the fish are there too. And 55 fish were weighed in. That's the third
wow.
highest in 9 years. A 16-6 leads it. I don't believe that fish is going to stand. 16-6, 16-3, 14-2 out of almost 300 anglers, 85 boats. So it's on. And by the way, you know, the cash prize, there's always a nice cash prize, a couple thousand bucks for total poundage, who has the highest pounds, and does a name like Derek Floyd ring bells in your head?
Yeah, he dropped the hammer on the whole field, including us, when we fished that derby and broadcast live from that event. Of course, this year it coincides with the boat show, so we couldn't make it up there. But yeah, Derek Floyd put on a clinic last year.
He absolutely did, Tommy. He caught the most fish, and he went out on the second day and then set the all-time record for the ninth annual Roach Harbor Salmon Classic of a 28-pound black mouth. That put the ice on the cake, so he has become a legend in that tournament. And there are a lot of legends that fish in that tournament. So another day of gorgeous weather. They'll be banging away at it, and the derby wraps up later today. So watch that 16-6. It should fall. I've heard yesterday of some real nice blackmouth, most of them wild in the 20-pound class, low 20s. But it usually takes a fish like that to win this tournament.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if something in the mid-20s does show up there. Tony, I tell you what, buddy, we're up against a break. I wanted to dig into your column here. Tony's Tackle Box, of course, appears in the Real News and online, but that's going to have to wait. Maybe we'll have to, you know, we might just drag you into the studio one of these times, too, you know, with old Robbo in the maternity ward. You just never know. So
that works for me, boys.
All right. Tony,
good morning to you.
We'll see you soon, buddy, and we'll probably see you at the boat show a little later today.
Sounds good.
All right, Tony. He's Tony Floor, NMTA. You know, one of my favorite people. Obviously, a great guest, very well informed. Pick up a copy of the latest Real News and dig into Tony's Tackle Box. He's